Hello and welcome to the chapter 10 of Revenue Cycle Management in Healthcare, Application of Information Technology in Healthcare. So in this session, what we are going to learn? How the development of information technology has taken place in healthcare. HIS, that is Hospital Information System, we will discuss. We will also learn about classification of hospital information system and selection criteria for hospital information system. And then we will also understand what is a telemedicine and what is a jugadathon. So let's start learning. As we all know, information technology has revolutionized the entire world. In each and every department, IT has made a solid dent. Now similarly, in healthcare also, information technology has made a revolutionary changes. Say for example, the launching of online and interactive voice responses system for booking appointments have significantly reduced the waiting period of the patients in outpatient department. Experts believe that if information technology injudiciously implemented in the healthcare industry, it has the power to better clinical as well as financial outcomes. Newer generation physicians who are more technology savvy have more affinity towards utilizing information technology in healthcare. In order to be able to tap the true potential of information technology in increasing the efficiency of a patient care, several physicians around the world are making use of laptops and PC notebooks and PC tablets and etc. Information technology, along with host of other customized softwares, provide for improved coordination of patient information in real time within laboratory, pharmacy, radiology, administrative and other departments of the hospital. Say for example, you know, kindred healthcare physicians make use of iPad for provider to provide better care for the patients. All India Institute of Medical Science have launched online and interactive voice response system for appointment bookings. In Ottawa Hospital in Canada, physicians are using iPad and customized application to manage patient care. Some of the customized applications used by physicians at the Ottawa Hospital are a pain study application to document patient's pain threshold, or a hand hygiene app for record and report on a hand hygiene compliance, and a patient rounding up app with the standard set of questions that nurse asks patients on daily basis. So the answers are properly recorded in the system and in a very consistent way. Nevertheless, the information technology in healthcare is still far behind when compared with the adoption of the information technology by other domains. The acceptance of information technology in healthcare was pretty slow, as it was mentioned or it was suggested or it was, you know, felt by many physicians and hospitals which were of the mindset that information technology cannot bring much transformation into core competency of the healthcare service. Another impediment for acceptance came in form of a widespread of concern about the security and privacy of the protected health information. Constructive steps are being taken to build the confidence of the physicians and hospitals and to allow the concern about security breach, leading to progressive adoption of information technology in healthcare. Now let's see how the development of IT in healthcare has taken place. Let's see a very small history. It's very interesting. In the early 1960s, hospitals started deploying computers for hospital information system. The initial computers were huge and large, centralized mainframes, mainly focused around the financial and patient administration process of hospitals. A very limited utilization, mainly for hospital administrative task and exorbitant cost restricted very few hospitals to hire these computer systems. By late 1960, some hospitals' information systems started storing the patient's diagnosis and important patient information based on the physician's assessment and plan. In late 1970, with the development of third generation computers like microcomputers, hospital began to widely use computerized hospital information system for streamlining the flow of the patient health information in the problem-oriented medical record, which was designed by Dr. Lawrence. The hospital information system further developed to include front office registration process and back office medical storage record facility also. Then during 1980, programs specially designed to suit the ancillary department functions were developed. It was only 1990 when two major events emerged out of the information technology healthcare. What was that? Number one, a shift from process-oriented medical record to patient-oriented medical record. And second was initiation of interrogation of an individual department solutions under a single hospital information system. General practitioners information system, an information system similar to the hospital information system but used by general practitioners, were also introduced. After four decades of metamorphosis in 21st century, the development and induction of information technology for clinical information was accomplished. There still exists a wide scope of a future healthcare innovation in the hospital information system. Clinical information system were developed to store the images and x-rays along with the medical reports, giving a complete medical history of the patient. Adoption of PHR, EMR, RFID, etc. by patients, physicians and hospitals increased tremendously over the ensuing period. Integration of a smartphones and add-on device into the hospital information system is proving far too beneficial for the physicians, saving their valuable time. There are several add-on devices innovated which, when coupled with the smartphones, can track blood glucose, take blood pressure and even perform cardiograms. The present age of hospital information system has come long way from the use of information technology for hospital administration to applying it for clinical application. Hospitals all across the globe are now embracing the hospital information system to provide best quality of the care and affordability to its patients. Some of the esteemed vendors providing full-fledged hospital information system like Epic, Maxon, Siemens Healthcare, Wipro and SA Hospital Information System. So what is this exactly hospital information system? Hospital information system is an integrated computer-assisted system designed to store, process and retrieve information concerned with the administrative as well as the clinical aspect of the healthcare services needed to support the organization. So, hospital information system is also referred as an integrated hospital information processing system. So, insurance, laboratories, patients' observations, other healthcare facilities, banks, pharmacies, everything is included and connected with this hospital information system. It is a fact that hospitals were facing tough challenge in terms of manually handling the ever-increased number of patients every day. Increasing the physical capacity had its own set of limitations. So the other avenue to increase the service capacity was by redesigning the healthcare process to run smoothly. Integration of administration, clinical, financial and operational information to attain the desired level of efficiency was the only solution, and this laid the foundation of a development of hospital information system. The objectives of an ideal hospital information system are data storage, data organization, data retrieval, and the data security. Hospital information system encompasses and diverse types of data ranging from the patient's health, then patient's finance, laboratory, radiology, to medication information and more. Some of the common benefits of hospital information system includes, but not limited to, the providing real-time statistical reports about patient's count, patient's continuum of care, staff productivity and efficiency, smooth flow of communication between departments, financial position of the hospital, cost incurred by various departments, etc. Now let's see the classification of hospital information system. Hospital information system can be broadly classified into certain categories, such as nursing information system or clinical information system, financial information system, pharmacy information system, laboratory information system, and even radiology information system. So all this put together becomes hospital information system. Now let's discuss about nursing information system. NIS is a part of the hospital information system that deals with maintenance of the nursing record. It integrates the science of nursing and information technology in order to provide a better patient safety by focusing on reducing errors in healthcare and vertical communication and management of medical information. Nursing information system provides comprehensive medical documentation, automation of nursing documentation, scheduling and communication of all inpatient health information. The nurse enters the patient's vital signs, say for example like a height, weight, blood pressure, respiratory rate, temperature and pulses, etc., etc., into the nursing information system along with any other observations and remarks. This information is saved into the central server and can be accessed along with any other clinical data entered and updated from other departments such as laboratory or radiology, or if required for a proper care of the patient. It also has got the ability to set reminder for an important task of a nursing department. One of the most important functions of a nursing information system is proper scheduling of the nursing staff. Now let's see the other system, which is known as a clinical information system. Now this clinical information system is a system that collects, organizes and stores the clinical information of the patient for future reference. The clinical information of a patient includes the present and past medical condition of the patient, along with all other clinical information such as surgical, medication, allergies, etc., etc. It may be a vital in making an informed decision with a regard to the patient's care. This system provides an integrated and complete view of the patient's health information at the point of care in timely and orderly fashion. CIS helps in making improved care decisions by access to various decisions, support tools and online access to medical resources. Electronic medical report are the famous example of a clinical information system. Let's see then yet another system which is very useful in hospital information system, and that is financial information system. A financial information system collects and analyzes the financial information and presents it in a structured form for proper financial planning and forecasting decisions of a hospital. The main objective of financial information system is to simplify the day-to-day operational activity of a hospital by providing services on two fronts, patient front as well as staff front. On the patient front, this FIS provides financial information on patients' financial transactions, that is payment made, payment due or offset. On staff front, this system provides financial information of employees' payment, benefits and payroll history. In addition, to choose reports, FIS also provides real-time financial status of the hospital at any point of time and department that needs to be focused upon to attend the hospital's financial objectives. In simple terms, FIS manages the business side of the hospital by acting as a financial planner for the hospital. Pharmacy information system. What is it? Let's see. PIS. Pharmacy information system is that part of the hospital information system that assists the pharmacist and pharmacy department in managing medication. It is also sometimes referred as a medication management system. Modern PIS is able to fully integrate with the computerized physician's order entry. So when the patient is prescribed a medicine through a CPEO, that is physician's orders entry, the system updates it into the pharmacy information system, and which plays an important role in hospital by doing the stock taking of the medications available in the pharmacy. The array function of the PIS needs to be performed are patient and outpatient medication entry, e-prescriptions, stock taking of medications, barcoding technology, purchase and delivery, prompting for any drug allergies, drug to drug interactions or any other reminders for patient safety. Laboratory information system is also a very important part of hospital information system, because a laboratory information system, sometimes referred as a laboratory information management system, is an information system that analyzes and tracks and communicates all type of laboratory data. Due to the immense amount of data in the laboratory, it is cumbersome to track the manage it accurately. The laboratory information system plays a vital role in handling all this data very, very efficiently. Basic function of an ideal laboratory information system are registration of new samples, tracking, communication, storage of data, data mining and analysis, and generation of production and financial reports. Say for example, in SRL Ranbaxy, centralized lab information management system is there, and what it is doing, SRL Ranbaxy, this system is a first kind of a system in the healthcare segment India. It has introduced many features into the system such as encrypted email and web-based reporting, which saves lot of time since reports are sent electronically. The system has been totally developed by SRL Ranbaxy in-house development team. Another system in the hospital information system is that radiology information system. Radiology information system is a computer system that helps in proper storage and management of radiological data and imagery stored at a different location. Lately, with the innovation of several imaging solutions processes in the radiology department has become a more complex. To undermine this complexity, it has become far more important to manage the radiological images in timely and orderly manner. So, radiology information system securely handles radiological images. It is a typical use in conjunction with the another information system called Picture Archiving Communication System. Picture Archiving Communication System, a computer system utilized for capturing, storing, viewing and sharing all types of medical images. A capturing is done with the help of medical equipment such as magnetic resonance imaging machine. This image is obtained, is then stored in a PACS server, while viewing and sharing by radiologists and other healthcare providers can be done through the PACS client. So, radiology information system is a really very helpful system in hospital information system. Hospitals have taken several measures during the last two decades to seamlessly integrate this PACS with RIS in order to analyze large amount of radiological information and generating specific reports from time to time. This RIS and PACS integration provides an efficient processing system for radiographers, radiologists, and healthcare providers. A small pictorial is highlighted over here of a CT scanner or a MRI scanner which captures a image in the PACS server, and then radiology information system, it is stored, and healthcare specialist can see it on his computer from anywhere. This whole system becomes very, very fast. Now let's discuss the healthcare information technology in India. Indian physicians and hospitals with the state-of-art technology undoubtedly provide the best level of medical care to the patients from all over the world. But when it comes to automation of a healthcare process, majority of the doctors and hospitals still follow the traditional manual process. Now, Indian providers are reluctant to implement the hospital information system, or for that matter, any kind of information technology in their practice, is the cost of acquisition and maintenance. Inability to understand the value of benefits of implementing IT information technology, these solutions also act as a restriction. The Indian healthcare information technology market is very fragmented, forcing the hospitals to opt for in-house development and customized applications, which takes a toll on the financial side of the hospital. Only a few big companies provide out-of-box hospital information system, but again, cost of acquisition acts as an impediment for smaller hospitals. Healthcare IT market in India is still in its infancy and has a strong growth potential. This can be substantiated by the fact that private sector controls almost 80% of India's healthcare industry, whereas government handles rest of the only 20%. Gradually, the private hospitals are realizing the benefit of utilizing information technology in healthcare for clinical aspect as well as, and it would not be long enough that all hospitals, irrespective of their size, adopt information technology for strategic management of the administrative, financial, and clinical aspects of the hospital. List of some Indian hospitals that utilize hospital information systems are like Lilavati Hospital, Mumbai, Jupiter Hospital, Thane, Apollo Group of Hospital, all over the India, Fortis Healthcare, Bombay Hospital, Kasturba Hospital, Manipal Hospital, Arvind Eye Hospital, etc. There is a big list which is increasing every month. Again, it is hard to say how many of these hospitals utilize hospital information system for clinical aspect of a hospital automation. Now we will discuss about selection criteria of hospital information system. Selection of a right software is very important and careful task, and extreme caution should be exercised before making the choice. The hospital information system should be user friendly and offer interoperability also. So there are five simple steps to be able to choose the efficient hospital information system. Let's see all five one by one. First is interoperability. Interoperability means the data generated by one system will be able to exchanged, retrieved and analyzed by another system across the hospital. If any component of the hospital information system is not able to communicate with other system, information will be fall through the gap and the hospital will not be able to reap the full benefit of automation. Second is mobility. Opt for such a hospital information system that provides mobility in terms of being able to access the patient's health information from another off-site hospital location and from the laptop or a smartphone of the providers. This can be achieved by setting up a web-based hospital information system which can be accessed through LAN or as well as through wide area network, which is known as a WAN. Wi-Fi in the hospital is also slowly catching on the access. The hospital information system using a portable device such as iPad and PC tablet, etc. Third is affordability. There are various off-the-shelf hospital information systems available in the market, all with their own set of features and cost. The hospital should try to customize the hospital information system to fit its need rather than opt for off-the-shelf solution. This will reduce the acquisition cost for the system. The fourth point which is to be considered while selecting hospital information system is the system should be user-friendly. Many hospital information systems available in the market have a very high dense interface. An ideal hospital information system should preferably consist of checkbox, just ticking, rather than descriptive box to be filled by the provider. The interface should be a dynamic enough so it can be equally better viewed on a standard PC as well as on a smaller screen devices such as smartphones or PC tablets. Fifth is proficient vendor. Choice of correct vendor is equally important as the choice of correct hospital information system. Try to contract with a minimum number of vendors, if possible preferably single vendor, for an information system solution. This takes care of the interoperability also. Before investing in the solution, preferably ask for a demonstration of the hospital information system and if possible talk to some other existing customer about their experience. The requirements of an ideal hospital information system vendor are: the vendor should be a long-term player in the business. The vendor should be able to provide with a future updates and upgrades. Vendor should be able to customize the software according to the requirement. should process sound knowledge of global healthcare guidelines and data compliance and even data security. And the vendor should be able to provide 24/7/365 days support through the telephone and via email. Now let's learn about another unique part, and that is telemedicine. According to American Telemedicine Association, this telemedicine is the use of medical information exchanged from one site to another site via electronic communication to improve the patient's clinical health status. In simple terms, if a healthcare provider takes the help of an information and communication technology to provide the healthcare service to the patient, it is termed as a telemedicine. Telemedicine makes the use of information technology to unite the doctors and the patients from the remote and distant geographical locations for the purpose of healthcare services. For example, it can be utilized for a real-time interaction between a doctor and the patient via video conferencing. Alternatively, the medical reports or images of the patient can be sent to the doctor, who can go through the reports or images and provide the assessment. Telemedicine can be a very beneficial for developing countries where there is a shortage of qualified doctors and the rural areas are very much disconnected from the urban areas. This will expand the reach of provider into a several geographical locations and will benefit patient from distant part of the country or a globe. There has been a huge response to telemedicine both in India as well as globally. Telemedicine hubs and clinics are attracting vast number of patients, and this has increased the efficiency of provider who would have to travel to many different hospitals to care for the patient. A pilot project of telemedicine had been launched by Indian Space Research Organization, that is ISRO, in 2001 with the goal of providing healthcare services to Indian people living in rural areas and facing difficulty in accessing the services of a qualified doctor from the urban areas. Advantage of information technology is like a system like telemedicine. Now let's discuss and understand about Jugaad-e-Thon. Jugaad-e-Thon is India's largest medical technology innovation event organized by Glocal Healthcare. G Healthcare and Glocal Healthcare have partnered with the Consortium for Affordable Medical Technologies India, which is funded by USAID, OMDR Network and BACCA Foundation to conduct hackathon called Jugaad-e-Thon. The basic aim behind this project is to bring together some of the world's brightest minds to develop affordable and innovative healthcare technologies to solve some of the key clinical challenges faced in India. Thank you very much for attending this session, the session of application of information technology in healthcare. And in this session, we have already covered the development of information technology in healthcare and thorough discussion about hospital information system, the classification of the same, and even selection criteria of the same. We have also discussed telemedicine, which is a very excellent product of information technology, and we have also discussed Jugaad-e-Thon. So thank you very much once again, and I wish you a very good day.